But before then, almost three quarters of employers in Middlesbrough wouldn't even offer you an interview for a job if you didn't have basic computer skills. The UK online centre says, well, as reducing your chances of getting an interview, if you can't work a computer, you might not even find out about the job in the first place. Let's speak to Andrew Donaghy now, who's an employability tutor at the Hope Foundation. Andrew, morning to you.
Good morning, Ali.
Well, do you see many people in, well, this day and age, who can't work a computer?
Yes, actually, for our centre at the Hope Foundation, it's something that we see on a regular basis. Obviously, when people have been in long-term employment, I mean, I could use Chorus as an example a few years ago, where guys have worked since leaving school from, you know, 20, 30 years, and then they're coming out of work, and then they're expected just to know how to go online, just to know how to attach a CV, things like me and yourself may take for granted at times, but sometimes just switching the computer on is, you know, it's quite a stress for some people. So we do see people on a regular basis who, you know, you sit down and I take for granted. I know sometimes how I can just switch a computer on in the morning and use it straight away, but then you actually see somebody sat at a computer in our centre for the first time and actually they're looking at the mouse as if not knowing what to do with it. So we have to start from scratch. But it is, as I help people as an employability mentor to apply for jobs online, it's a necessity at the moment that you do have knowledge of IT.
Does it surprise you to hear, Andrew, in the introduction to our discussion, that almost three quarters of employers in Middlesbrough wouldn't even offer you an interview if you don't have basic computer skills? So if you don't have these skills, you're ruling yourself out of quite a large portion of the employment market here.
Well, you are. I mean, what's happening in most sectors at the moment, I mean, if you look at the care sector, if you look at even warehousing sectors, people have to have knowledge of how to use computer systems. That was a job many years ago people would think, or even still come up to say to us here and say, well, I don't need these skills, I want to work in a warehouse. Well, actually, warehouses, you will be using computer systems for stock in, stock out. You'll be using EPOS systems. So employers today, it's very difficult to go in and find an employer who doesn't actually have a computer on site. So it doesn't surprise me at all, Alistair, no.
Is this an age-specific issue with regard to computer skills? I'm just thinking, are we wrong to assume that, say, for example, everybody under 20 will know how to use a computer? Do they have issues as well in this age group?
There is, yeah. I mean, there are specific things, obviously, with the Facebook and Twitter and things like that people pick up and learn that. But if they haven't learned the basis of such as office packages from school, or if they've left school at an early age, they still know how to use that. They still know how to go through different websites. I mean, at the start of the year, I was part of, at the Hope Foundation, we put something on. It was like a Royal Mail route where we were helping people how to apply for jobs online. And actually, as the tutor myself, I found the application process quite difficult online. So it's people of all ages who come here who to access IT and to find out how to do different things.
Just a final question, Andrew. There may be somebody listening to the show this morning who sadly has just learned that they may be losing a job or they may be out of work for a period of time and they are really concerned. They don't have computer skills. What would you say to them?
What I would say is that there is help available at the moment. I know that people out of work sometimes you look at it and it is actually an opportunity at the moment. There is courses available to you to work up to a level 2 IT skills, especially in centres like ourselves. But even starting from the basics, we have something called Go On. It's something that we're doing in the centre regularly. It's an online website that we use, and we use people, and it starts from the basics. It can start from showing you how to use a mouse, and it can work up to how to attach an email. But there is courses and things available for people, and I think it's really important that people, you know, start to access these courses.
Thank you for your time this morning.
It is something that they're going to need. Sorry, yes. Alan.
No, that was just saying, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Appreciate our conversation. Some useful information for people there who may not have or may be concerned about a lack of computer skills. That's Andrew Donaghy from the Hope Foundation, who's an employability tutor. At 13 minutes away from 9 o'clock.